Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've done a couple of videos about the real ID, and many of you are very concerned about that. So I will have those linked up for you if you missed them. I will give you another review of what you can do in order to not get the real ID. And then we're going to be looking at the company that is behind all of the state's driver's license, and that is IDEMIA. My understanding is they are based in France, but they do have a North American operations, and they have been issuing all state driver's licenses for 60 years in the United States. Yes, you heard that right. And we're going to watch a little video about what they have in mind to keep you safe. Oh, yes, it's all about public safety. Helping governments keep citizens safe is their tagline. I can fix that. Helping governments keep citizens free. That's much better. Now, I do want to share with you that in Florida, I'm going to go to the Florida DMV tomorrow, and I'm going to ask them in person whether or not they have regular driver's licenses anymore. Because my understanding is it says that the little star there, that they started doing this in Florida in 2010. But take a look at what's on the website. It says that you can board federally regulated commercial aircraft, even if you don't have a real ID. You can use a driver's license or an ID card from what they're calling a non-compliant state with a second form of ID. Also, you can use your passport. And in my previous video and Substack, I have a list of about 15 different acceptable IDs that it's actually published on the Department of Health of a Homeland Security website. Let's just get right to the how-to. Don't get one. Okay. And if you already have one, you can change it back to a state driver's license. Just go to your state's DMV, tell them that you want a regular driver's license without the star in the corner. Now, my husband said, Peggy, I don't think it matters if there's a star or not. He said, I think all driver's licenses probably are already real ID. They probably already are getting all that biometric data, and the star is fake, just like the cooties was fake. It was just the flu, and they want to see how many people are going to comply with this, which is why, in my opinion, it's important that we increase the number of people without the real ID, as you can see right here. That way, we're demonstrating that we're rejecting this intrusion into our privacy and the intrusion into our freedom and into our rights. Are we being tracked and traced and filmed everywhere? Oh, you bet we are. I can't do anything about that, that there are cameras at the intersections and at Walmart and in the airport, but I can refuse to stand in front of the face scanner at the airport. You just say, no. You say, I want you to check my ID yourself. That is something you can do. Going and getting a regular old driver's license is just an action that demonstrates that you do not consent. Will it have an impact? I don't know, but it's an action that you can take. You can get a passport. You can use a passport to travel instead. You can use other forms of ID. And again, that is on the Department of Homeland Security. I have that linked up in my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Get this word out to others. Share the video, share the information. Tell your representatives that you don't want it. The best website I can recommend is called refuserealid.org. There are easy click-throughs where you can send a message to your representatives. You can learn more. You can read all about it. And just don't comply. Wherever you personally can stand up against this, do so. Otherwise, let's take a look here at what the company behind the real ID and all driver's license, as a matter of fact, is up to. Let's watch this video, just a couple of minutes long.
Our artificial intelligence is revolutionizing our world and also the identity sector. AI can now absorb an unlimited amount of new data, process it rapidly, and distinguish patterns faster than humans. This is possible in part thanks to deep learning, a complex method based on neural networks. At IDEMIA Smart Identity, AI helps us daily to build our biometric algorithms and perfect our identity verification and fraud detection technologies. Indeed, AI allows us to authenticate identity documents rapidly and in a secure way by verifying all security elements in only a matter of seconds. Facial recognition and fingerprint systems have also become faster, smoother, and more accurate. As a result, it's now possible for recognition in motion, without specific poses, with or without glasses, or even from damaged fingerprints. Together, with our liveness detection technologies, we can also rule out photos or masks when authenticating biometric data. This is particularly the key to recognizing deepfakes, those AI-generated videos that can make individuals say or do anything, often without their consent.
I just have to interrupt. As you listen to the rest of it, do you think this is an AI-generated voice? It most likely is. And what about this liveness detection to determine whether or not someone is actually who they say they are? This is getting very, very troubling.
Now they can easily be dealt with. Our constant commitment to minimizing biases in biometric algorithms linked to age, ethnicity, and gender has already made us the industry leader, not only in the accuracy and speed of our algorithms, but also in their fairness. Despite its great potential and the vast opportunity it provides, AI remains a tool in the service of human intelligence and cannot function effectively without us.
They had to throw that part in because you know, and if you've seen my videos about technocracy, which is a type of governance without human beings. In other words, all of this talk in the Trump administration about not trusting judges, and trust me, I have been up against very unfair judges. Now they'll just feed in your dispute into some kind of AI algorithm, and you don't need a judge. The computer will decide it for you, and the computer will decide whether or not you are who you say you are. Let's take a look at this company. You should have your vomit bucket ready. Here we go. Justice and Public Safety. This IDEMIA has been in business for over 60 years. Look at what they are doing, what they are involved in. Securing public spaces, right? You are going to have to show your phone. You're going to have to use a selfie and your fingerprint to go into public places, probably federal buildings, probably travel, as we know they're already bringing that in, but also just sporting events, concerts, anything like that. Conducting investigations, law enforcement agencies are using these biometrics, video footage images, to apprehend these suspects. You and I have seen crystal clear images from so-called space of Mars and all of these different suns and planets, we're told, but they can't get a crystal clear image of somebody robbing the 7-Eleven. But they're going to be able to know that it's you. And of course, they would never fake that it's you. They would never use this information against you, would they? Here's another one, safer roads, safer cities. So that's with all of the cameras that are there. And of course, they want to make sure that you are reducing carbon emissions, meaning they are going to limit how much you can drive. That's already been a bill that's introduced into the legislature in California to add on an additional tax on your driving in terms of paying per mile. How do you like them apples? Here you go. Physical driver licenses and IDs from IDEMIA. 60 years. I was flabbergasted when I saw this. Now, this driver's license in the image here, you don't see the little star up here. And here they're showing one without this. Well, yeah, here's a star. Let's see, did I miss it there? No. And here's a star. Many of you understand that it's in very bad taste to have your identity be marked by a star, regardless of where you stand on the history that we've been told in World War II. Suffice it to say that a yellow or gold star is not in good taste for people to be tracked by that. So, IDEMIA has been the market leading provider of US driver licenses for 60 years. This is why my husband says, Peggy, it doesn't matter if you have a so-called real ID or not. It's probably the exact same driver's license. They're just putting that star on there to see how many people will comply. Well, I think it is important that we don't comply. And here is a message. Oh, actually, this came in from, I've got a couple of ones that I want to share with you. This one says, it's crazy how easily we've allowed all this stuff to take over our lives simply by trusting that our own countrymen, government wouldn't want to hurt us. We have forgotten our power. We don't know our laws, etc. And has a people ever been so duped into believing inverted truths about literally everything? Yes, there's a lot of inversion going on with the people as well. Let me know if you understand what I'm talking about. It's those few who care and dare to share their findings with all that even allow the few of us who do know how to be protected. I've said it before, you're like a lioness and deserve all good things. Thank you so much to this healthy American. Here's another one. Mimi said, and this is another side of the picture. I got the real ID. She said, I figured they're tracking me anyhow. I may be flying and I am politically active, so I may need to enter federal buildings. I took all the papers required and they didn't even look at one piece. I was in and out in 10 minutes. We don't know that they aren't tracking us through passports and regular licenses. I will not do the face scan at the airport if I fly, and I did not take the jab. I will never put a chip in my body. So that is another perspective. And let me share another one with you. This is from one of my longtime healthy Americans who stood up for herself at the grocery store in the early days when they wouldn't allow people in breathing oxygen. She never complied. No one in her family complied. And I am so grateful to have her as a friend. And she said that her son, I just got this text from her today. Her son is going for a new driver's license today. He already had one, but he's updating it. He's informed because of all your info. I hope he stands up to their lies. He just turned 21. And then she wrote, he did it. He actually had the gold star previously and he got it removed. He said they thought he was nuts, but he did it anyway. I'm a proud mama. Also took off the organ donor part. Let me know if you ever want a video about some of these despicable practices related to harvesting organs. They can only do it while people are alive. That's why they anesthetize them. It's very gruesome and it's one of the hardest topics to discuss, but you can look into that if you're interested. And let's do this. Let's continue to look at IDEMIA. So counterfeit resistant features and materials. Well, the difference between the real ID and your passport is the federal government has the legitimate authority to issue this passport for you to travel overseas. And another country would not let you in if you didn't have a passport. The issue is that there is no legitimacy for the federal government to tell the states what to do with issuing their ID. It is unconstitutional. Rand Paul is the only one that I know of that introduced legislation some years ago stating that this is not constitutional. He's the only one I know of speaking out against these horrible Trump taxes as well, because only Congress has the authority to levy tariffs. The president doesn't have the authority to do that. And so Rand Paul spoke out against that, and he spoke out against this real ID. You already can use your passport. Your passport does not have your home address on it, like your driver's license. And you can not use your driver's license and use a passport instead, or you can use your regular driver's license to fly and another ID. So that is in contrast to the misinformation from Kristi Noem, who in her Department of Homeland Security statement said that you would not be able to fly without it. That's a lie. Come on, Kristi. You're deceiving us on yet another issue. The truth is you can fly without a real ID. There are a dozen or more other identification cards that are allowed. So I flew on a Costco card years ago, and that was an acceptable ID. So let's take a look at what IDEMIA is up to. Okay, we looked at the government issued IDs and driver's license. It gets even worse, my friends. Worst is worse than worse. Check it out. The biometric capture and verification. This guy looks really happy to have his face mapped like that. IDEMIA is the global leader in augmented identity. Now, listen, if the real ID means to get rid of TSA, right? They should get rid of TSA. Am I wrong? If they can prove who you are, they don't need to pat you down. They don't need to do the groping and the sexual assault at the airport. You don't need to go through the screener that gives you cancer. You don't need to take your shoes off and your jacket off and your hat off. You don't need to walk through the metal detector. Am I right? If you're already getting your face biotracked and your ID and your fingerprint and your iris scanned, then let's do away with TSA. If they keep TSA and they make you do all this, well, we know the jig is up. The biometric capture SDK for automatic face and or fingerprint capture. This is what they are doing. They've been on this for years. Augmented vision. It boosts the efficiency of the operators to find leads, meaning suspects, and they can tag who you are. They can go through days of video and thousands of photos to help find subjects. Well, that subject may be you, and they may plant some crime on you and say it is indisputable because of this biometric ability to track and trace you. They can place you at January 6th at the Capitol, so-called breaking in. And how are you going to refute it if they have footage and they say that this is better than the human capacity? These images are bone-chilling to me. It's very easy to use. You take a picture and the mobile biometric check application uses the camera in the officer's existing mobile devices. Now, they want you to start using selfies to do this. Here we are, world leading by, I'm just going through the website here. I will have a Substack for you, peggyhall.substack.com. The federal government is using it. Our federal government just gave them a giant contract. Hey, I thought DOGE was supposed to be gutting all of this stuff. State and local governments are using them. Commercial operations, national security. Let's see. Let's go to the homepage, and I want to show you this information. And they've got all these pictures of happy world people happily giving away their freedom and their identity. Here you go. IDEMIA awarded a 10-year blanket purchase agreement from the General Services Administration for the next generation identity proofing for login.gov. Let me know if you've ever done login.gov to pay your taxes or do anything with the government. And this IDEMIA is behind it as well. So that's why I say they are the company building the digital prison. Check this out. The leader in digital identity solutions and facial recognition. See this picture? They want you to take selfies, the selfie check, offering fast registration and online authentication using a phone's camera and facial recognition software to verify that it is indeed the owner who is holding the phone. You think they care if somebody broke into your phone? They don't. This is to track you, to trace you, to restrict your movement. Anyone that works in a company with these ID cards in order to get into your building, this comes from IDEMIA as well, the smart credentials. I'm surprised they're not calling it smart ID, that they're calling it real ID. So I'm not in favor of any of this. And it actually gets worse, friends. There is It gets worse. IDEMIA is the group behind the health travel pass. So remember when the hogwash was sloshed all over us, they were proposing this passport to track your medical status and whether or not you became a human pincushion. Let's listen as we, oh, I hate to look at those images. Let's take a look at their scenario here. Talking about Emmy, a traveler Emmy prepares for a trip. She downloads the health travel pass application, followed by secure enrollment using biometrics and her identity document for international travel, her passport or ID card. She selects a health test or requests a vaccination. She'll then receive a government-generated code. She visits a government-accredited laboratory and authenticates herself using the code. Then she will take a test or a vaccine. After connecting to a health pass central authentication platform, the laboratory signs the results with an ICAOVDS, I have no idea what that is, generated by the government. The laboratory sends this information to Emmy's health travel pass application. Emmy could also receive the health travel pass as an electronic PDF or as a sticker, because you know how much we love to wear labels to identify ourselves. The certificate can be printed and given to Emmy directly in the laboratory. At any stage of her journey, Emmy can present her health travel pass. So the VDS is the visible digital seal, is the VDS. So that is the digital passport, the passport for the jab. So this allows for IDEMIA's health travel pass, enables you to prove your health status, a compliance requirement for the destination countries. This is rather harrowing, friends. I am not in favor of it, and I wish I had more solutions for you. The best thing for you to do is to go to that website, and I'll share that with you one more time. That is refusereal.id.org. If you believe that they already have all of your biometric data, you can still stand up and push back by saying, I don't want the real ID. I want the regular one. This will increase the percentage of people that are pushing back against it. And it is something that we can do along with alerting our representatives and letting them know that we do not want this. It's not too late to repeal it. The law was passed in 2005 to make these states be compliant with federal standards for driver's licenses, which is completely unconstitutional. And they also pushed back because it was supposed to be in place in 2023. So let's keep pushing back against this and let me know your recommendations and what you are doing about this as well. Thank you for being on board. As always, friends, be sure to check out the free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I'll have my written comments for this. And I often share your comments there as well.